other. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
90%+ of us don't want toll roads and tracker chips in all our cars, but Republicans and Democrats universally try to force us to take them. Upwards of 90% of the American people don't want open borders, no illegal immigration is killing this country, but the Republicans and Democrats all want it. Many Americans don't want these phony wars, but the establishment, Republicans and Democrats, want it. The vast majority of Americans don't want abortion, but still Bush appoints all these pro-abortion people. I mean, it goes on and on and on. And in the last hour, we were talking predominantly about Los Angeles, California, having the California crossed out. And, well, it's Mexico, and that's what Clear Channel and TV stations are out promoting. Hey, this is Mexico. We're taking over. Ha, ha, ha. But you're talking about an organization owned by Lowry Mays, the big fat white guy. Now, why do they want this? To break down this country, to drive down the wages, so the economy implodes, so they can buy everything up for pennies on the dollar, and so there's no middle class threatening them. Unbelievable. And if you just joined us, you heard the last segment, and I'm talking about Mayor Gus Garcia before he left office a few years ago. I have this on video. I've heard it many times on TV. I ought to put that on the website. I wish I had a bigger staff to get all this done. My staff does a great job, but they're overwhelmed. I've heard it many times. I should hear that again next week when I do the TV show along with this article about the billboard. And, I mean, it's about 5 minutes long, and they call up members of Mecha, and Gus Garcia goes into the proclamation of the God race and the supreme race, the all-powerful race. And I'm sitting there watching this. Can you imagine, folks, if any other group was saying they were the supreme race and that space aliens created them and that they were taking over? I mean, I've been on radio interviews in L.A. where members of these groups are openly saying, we're going to kill you, we're going to drive you out, we're going to go back to Europe, and, you know, blah, blah, blah. And it's acceptable. It's like it's normal for the media, not for the general public. And again, the majority of Hispanics are against this, but this is something being pushed, and it is growing because the media continues to act like it's the normal thing that everybody's for it. And so some people who are weak-minded go, okay, well, then I better be for it. Chris in Illinois, then we got a state rep coming on. Chris, go ahead.
Hi. I recently saw a movie. Well, I do agree with you about the illegal immigration that the Bush administration is just taking the illegal moniker off of the word. But I recently watched a movie called Hotel Rwanda, and it was about the genocide that took place in Rwanda.
Did it admit the UN did it?
Yes.
And, wow.
So what I did was I went to Google, and I wanted to research the subject a little more, so I went to Google and typed in genocide. Well, the first thing that popped up was the most detailed scientific study out of Yale University that on genocide, they know the who's, what's, where's, how many people, who was involved, who did it, why it happened. And our president has gone to this school, is in the Order of Death. I have reason to suspect that what our government is doing is actively trying to perfect genocide.
Dick Cheney says we need to legitimize the use of race-specific weapons.
And
he also loves the little Reconquista.
What I also did yesterday, and my friend called me a weak link in the InfoWars, I made a sign, a poster, that said, our government is trying to perfect genocide. And I went in front of our FBI building and marched around the building. The cops came up and questioned me, and I live across the river from the largest arsenal in the country, and I marched around the building, and people were coming up to me and asking me, and they were agreeing with me.
Oh, everybody knows, yeah. Stay there. I got a guest coming on, but he's only coming on for one segment. Then we'll get back to you. Stay with us.
Hey, folks. Alex Jones here.
And the behavior of our police is a reflection of our government. One look in the mirror and we know our country is entering a high-tech police state. Here's just a sample from my documentary film, Police State 2, The Takeover.
In downtown Seattle today, the First Amendment ended.
The civil emergency was created by the police.
Riot police attacked people on the street indiscriminately.
The medical bills are going to be enormous for me.
You see them here with their hands cupped behind their backs. They are being led into the Sandpoint Brig. The neighbors in that area of Sandpoint Naval Air Station were shocked to hear that the old brig was being reopened.
This information is absolutely vital for all freedom lovers in the United States. Order your video today. Call toll-free at 888-253-3139. The number to order the takeover again is 888-253-3139. Or go to my website, Infowars.com.
Hello, folks. Alex Jones here, introducing you to the Black Berkey Replacement Element. They're new and they're more powerful than any gravity filter element on the market. These powerful filters fit most gravity filter systems and can be installed in minutes. Black Berkey Replacement Elements are so powerful they remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites to non-detectable levels. The trihalomethanes and volatile organic chemicals such as atrazine, styrene, chloroform, and MTBE are removed below detectable limits. Black Berkey filter elements also reduce nitrates and unwanted metals such as lead, mercury, and aluminum. Yet the Black Berkey filter elements leave in the nutritional minerals that your body needs. And the Black Berkey filters are reclaimable. Simply brush them up with Scotch-Brite pads. Normally $48 each, you get a 2-pack for only $91 or a 4-pack for only $173. Get the powerful Black Berkey replacement filters now by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's 888-803-4438. Protect your family.
For some time now, many people have heard of the benefits of Oregacin, Oreganol, Oregamax, and the many other health products from North American Urban Spice. Dr. Cass Ingram has stated,
extracts of wild oregano, notably the P73 oil, in particular the P73 Oregacin, completely obliterate the human cold virus in 20 minutes in one dose with a 100% kill.
Health and well-being can be achieved by using the all-natural Urban Spice products from North American Urban Spice. Call 877-817-9829 to order or ask for a free catalog. The oils, juices, and capsules manufactured by North American Urban Spice are from the finest raw materials in the world, which is why North American Urban Spice is recognized as the leader in natural herbal products.
The herbal medicine has the exact frequency, the exact chemistry to kill any germ.
Call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. And start down the road to herbal health. Herbs and spices or doctors and drugs, the choice is yours. Call 877-817-9829 to order your North American Herb and Spice products today.
Big Brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
I've been interviewed in England, Germany, Ireland, Scotland over 100 times, many times about the Second Amendment. And they're always aghast when they talk about our right, our God-given right, our inalienable right to blow somebody away who comes in our house or who tries to carjack us. They're so domesticated, so brainwashed. And since they've taken all their guns in England, their crime rate has been doubling each year consecutively for the last five. Yet that's their actual numbers. Until now, England has the second highest crime rate in the industrialized world. We have the 14th highest of the 15 industrialized nations. Did you know that? Our murder rate is higher because we do have some gang-related shootings and things that are entered into the statistics. But when it comes to just muggings and attacks and stabbings, it's the general public under this in England. And I was talking to Representative Dennis K. Baxley there in the break when we just got him on, and he says he's been on in England, and they're just aghast that he has helped spearhead this great legislation that Jeb Bush, we have to credit him, did sign yesterday. Bush signs bill allowing meeting of force with force. And I just asked the representative during the break, I said, why do you even need this? Doesn't the Florida Bill of Rights say you can defend yourself? I know the Texas Bill of Rights does. I know most states do. The Federal Bill of Rights does. And he said, well, no, actually they put a clause in the law that you had to retreat Well, you can't retreat when you're in your car and somebody's trying to carjack you. And there have been countless reports from Illinois, North Carolina, New York especially, L.A., where somebody comes in your house, is attacking you, you get a gun, shoot them, and because you shoot them five times, they indict you. And I remember interviewing the 85-year-old, I think it was 86-year-old a few years ago, in North Carolina, retired railroad worker. Two thugs broke in his house. One of them had a gun. He shot and killed one. The other ran. He shot him before he left the house, so they arrested him. So that's why Representative Dennis K. Baxley's helped get this law passed, and I can only commend him. And this shows the power. Bush may be selling us out at the federal level, trying to be anti-gun, appointing all these people, but at the state level, we can really get good Republicans to do the right thing, and I can only commend this Republican, Representative Dennis K. Baxley. Representative, thanks for coming on with us.
Thank you, Alex. I appreciate that. You know, and to add insult to injury to some of those home invasion cases, the families of this perpetrator then suing the property owner because they got hurt on your property. So this bill also, that's a little caveat that has not been discussed, but that also is in this bill too.
Well, there was a case in California where the thief fell through the skylight and sued them.
Right. Just that kind of mess.
So that's in the bill too.
Yes. Well, the three major features of the bill is, number one, to canonize the Castle Doctrine. It's been practiced in Florida in terms of case law and in terms of common law, but it's never been canonized in Florida statute, so we're doing that. But if somebody breaks into your home, you have the right to presume that they're coming in there to do bodily harm, and you can use whatever force is necessary, including deadly force, to stop them, to protect your home, family, and property.
Please explain, for those that don't know, what canonized means.
Well, it's putting it in our statute rather than just relying on a legal concept that's been carried forward for common law. It's placing it in a Florida statute so that it's on the book and that statute can be used to defend you should somebody attempt to take that right for you to defend your home.
Here's a Texas example, and then I want to get into the bill and tell folks how to, they can go to your website and check out the legislation and hopefully pass it in their state if it's not canonized there as well. Here's another example for those that don't understand this concept. CPS has been taking people's children in Texas who don't vaccinate, even though there's no law that you have to vaccinate. So last legislative session, we had to get a law passed telling them that there's no law that you have to do this and that it is conversely illegal for them to try to compel or force through color of law. So we had to canonize that.
Absolutely. It's the best way to make certain. The second part of that bill also extends to automobiles in the modern day. The home invasion and the car invasion are the crimes of passion or crimes of cruelty that happen the most.
Please go over the bill for us.
Well, the second part is it has to do with those vehicle invasions so that you can make the same presumption will be there in the law. That if somebody's breaking into your car and you're in it, that you're allowed to use whatever force necessary to stop them. You can assume they're coming in to hurt you, cause you death or bodily injury.
What if you're getting in your car at the shopping mall where most of these carjackings seem to happen, or on some dark city street, and then they come up and try to attack you?
That's where the third part of the bill is most beneficial, because any place that you have a right to be, you can have coverage of this bill that says you have a right to stand your ground and defend yourself to meet force with force. Now that
because
force
your body really is your house.
That's
your most important piece of property.
And that's you're most likely to be attacked in a parking lot or somewhere rather than inside your car or in your home because they're looking for the vulnerable victim that they can take advantage of.
Wasn't there a Florida case last year where the woman had a little 25 and she was jogging and the guy tried to rape her and she blew him away and the police even discussed trying to do something to her but then the lawmakers got involved and they didn't? I think that was a Florida case.
Those kind of things do happen frequently here because the present law before this bill, which will become law in October, it did require, it has in it a duty to retreat if there's some way you could have avoided and left. Of course, they'd like to have the prosecutor have about 60 to 90 days to sort out and mull over whether he thought you might have had a way to get away, when in fact you've got 2 or 3 seconds to make a decision on whether you want to live or die. In my view, running away in that kind of situation is a good way to get shot in the back.
Well, I mean, every woman in Florida especially needs, frankly, to have a gun and to be able to defend herself. I mean, since Florida put in the concealed carry, what, your carjackings and violent crime dropped, what, 25%?
Well, and it has. I mean, that since back in 87, we passed the right to carry legislation, and since we did that, and, you know, everybody, the same hysterical things were out there. We're going to have blood in the street.
The world's going to end.
Killed. And instead, what did we have? We had a serious reduction in violent crime. And I predict this bill would do the same. Some woman won't be raped because she has now the encouragement and confidence to defend herself. Some child won't be abducted. And some murder victim will not be a statistic. They will live.
No, you're saving a lot of lives. I mean, I would say that over the next decade, Representative, you spearheading this, frankly, you saved thousands of people.
Well, I sure pray so, and of course we hope those things don't ever occur. But I think just taking a stand again and drawing a clear line in the sand that we're going to stop crime in its track, we're going to stand behind victims when they're attacked, is a very important message for a safe society.
I mean, what spurred this? Just all the cases where... I mean, of course, you obviously saw the cases around the country where they were indicting people who defended themselves.
Well, most recently, we had a case after the hurricane here in the Panhandle where a gentleman had brought in an RV to stay on his property to protect it from looters while he's trying to rebuild. And during that time, sure enough, somebody broke in his RV with he and his wife in there. He shot this person, and it was several months before he knew whether or not he would be charged with something. And this was one of the inspiring incidents that said it's time to make this perfectly clear.
Absolutely. So it does three things. It says you can defend yourself in your car, you can defend yourself obviously in your home, but also anywhere basically. I mean, what's the specifics with talking about your personage?
Well, it's meet force with force. That's the limiting factor. If somebody yells at you, all you can do is yell back. If they poke you with their finger, you can poke them back. If they pull out weaponry and come at you to kill you, then and you have very substantial reason to believe that they're there to kill you or cause you serious bodily injury, then you're covered. Also, people forget we've got over 20,000 gun laws in this country that regulate firearms and weaponry, and those are still in force. I frequently hear about the bar fight. Well, in Florida, if you walk in a bar with a firearm, you're committing a felony already, so you're not protected. If you're doing anything unlawful, if you're trading drugs, you're street fighting gangs, you're escalating a domestic quarrel, then that is not the type of protection we're looking at.
Well, here's an example. 6 years ago, I walked out of the TV station. Four thugs attacked me. It was political. And they hit me first, and then I fought back. And when the police got there, they watched the surveillance camera tape and debated arresting me because I gave better than they gave after I got going. I'm not bragging here. I was defending myself. You tend to do that when four guys are attacking you. And one of the cops was debating arresting me, and the senior officer that got there said, no, we can't. But, well, she said, well, we could. I mean, she was actually acting like I was bad for defending myself. But under this law, if somebody hauls off and punches me, if I was in Florida, I could punch him back. Because I see the cases all the time where they arrest both people.
It's about meeting force with force, and if you're under violent attack, you can defend yourself under this act.
I mean, it's important to... I'm surprised we had to clarify that.
Well, and self-defense should be such a natural common sense thing, but for many people, they've just been fed so much propaganda about... I mean, I had one of these guys come on the air on a talk show and say, you know, the Florida's awash in guns, and it's simply not true. And since 1987, when we did provide the permit to carry concealed weapon law, less than 0.1% of those permit holders have ever had any kind of problem whatsoever. And so that just shows you that law-abiding citizens who want to work with the rules, who want to hold the line against chaos in their society, they can be trusted. If you support them, they will do a good job helping you hold the line. Where you have a problem is all the unenforced laws where they're soft on criminals and they're not prosecuting people who are felons and are committing felonies by having guns and ignoring all the gun laws.
Representative Dennis Kaye,
story
Representative, we got a break. Stay there. One more segment.
All water isn't the same. Scientific research in the past 2 decades which studied water has produced some startling new information. Water is not just some simple liquid that we happen to drink. Because our body is composed of 75% water, drinking energized water adds pure light frequency that can help cleanse and help alleviate most health problems. AquaNorthwest.com carries a full line of products that will increase the water's energy by creating a positive spin and revitalizing water in a higher vibration state. For example, AquaNorthwest.com offers an energy gel mug. Simply place any liquid in the energy gel mug and in just minutes your water is positively charged and ready to enter your body in the most impressionable state. You've all heard about products that energize your water. Don't be fooled by imitators. Visit AquaNorthwest.com and learn more about the benefits of positively charged energy water. Call 888-7-AQUA-NW. That's 888-727-8269. Or visit AquaNorthwest.com.
To the farthest corners of the earth, explorers are willing to put all their wealth and skill into mapping every corner of the world, and they did. But you can still hold the world in the palm of your hand, achieve financial independence. Unlike explorers of yesteryear, you'll have a map to follow instead of relying on a compass and a North Star. Get the Red Book of U.S. coins, and you'll begin your journey to total financial freedom. Right now, Midas Resources is offering the 2005 edition of the Red Book, along with a silver dollar, for only $22.95. Call them today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237. I can tell you there'll be storms ahead, but with real money as your base, liberty will be your fate. Leave the fiat currency behind and call Midas Resources to get your Red Book along with that silver dollar for only $22.95. Get the map. Start your journey to financial independence today. The time is now. Call 800-686-2237. Get your Red Book now and you'll weather any storm that comes your way.
Heart disease continues to be the leading cause of death in America. Why? Haven't people heard about the positive effects of Cardivite? Cardivite drops and capsules were designed to improve your cardiovascular health and circulatory well-being. The all-natural ingredients in Cardivite begin immediately working to increase metabolism in your heart muscle tissue, mitigating heart rhythm abnormalities, and improving oxygen and blood flow in the heart. Right now, as a special for GCN listeners, you'll get a 4-month supply for only $99 plus shipping, a 30% savings off the regular price. This offer is only for a limited time, so call now 1-877-928-8822. Cardivite drops and capsules may help improve your circulation and cardiovascular health, but that's up to you. Take the first step with Cardivite. Call toll-free 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com for more information. Don't let heart disease beat you. Beat the odds and do your body right with Cardivite.
Hello, folks. Alex Jones here. You know Berkey water filters have been removing pathogenic bacteria for years. But what about those unhealthy chemicals and heavy metals in your water? The powerful black Berkey purification elements fit most gravity filters and dramatically increase their power to extract waterborne contaminants. Best of all, they filter much faster than ordinary gravity elements. This means it takes much less time to filter your water. Black Berkey elements not only remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites, but also remove trihalomethanes and volatile organic elements such as benzene, chloride, and chloroform, MTBE, radon 222, foul taste and obnoxious odors like sulfur, even nitrates, and unwanted heavy metals such as lead, mercury, and aluminum are extracted. Supercharge your gravity filter today and order a 2-pack of Black Berkey Purification Elements for only $96 or a 4-pack for only $175 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438. Or order on the web at berkeywater.com. All right, our final segment with Representative Dennis K. Baxley. You can go to myflorida.gov and just type in Baxley into the search engine. You'll get his page and also links to some of the legislation he's been sponsoring and getting signed into law in the state of Florida. And I was talking to him during the break again. Those are always the best interviews. We were talking about the 10 states out there that do have these compulsions to, quote, retreat. How do you retreat when you're in your house and you've got your children? How do you retreat out the side door of your car? You can't do it in the 3 seconds you've got to react. It's amazing. We have a responsibility to defend ourselves. And so check out your state and see if you have this order to retreat and try to get this legislation passed in your area. But, Representative, to see the insane response of our media, calling it vigilantism, to see the response of the foreign press. You were telling me about that during the break.
Yes, sir. We've been on some of the Scandinavian countries and also with Britain, and I'll tell you, they have been so propagandized that they're not supposed to defend themselves, that they're just horrified that anybody has a view of self-defense and weaponry of being able to defend themselves, which is a heritage of this country. Of course, we got quite a feud with the BBC when we said, well, we thought we settled this back in 1776 when we explained to you folks that, you know, we intend to protect ourselves and our own. And so it got kind of fiery. But the fact is, we have a very special right and a great heritage of freedom in this country, and that's why I do legislation like this. It's about freedom, and so, and a lot of people are afraid of freedom. They want control by their government. But you need that freedom if we're going to have the kind of heritage that was given to us.
Well, it's a broken record, but if you look at Chicago, New York, the places with the most gun control, they have the highest crime rates because all the criminals go there because it's the happy hunting ground. It's where they've got all the defenseless victims, and we're winning the Second Amendment debate. The problem is that
it's very true that, you know, if guns are outlawed, only outlaws will have guns, and you can see the footage of these street criminals in these countries where they virtually eliminated the freedom to own firearms. They're just laughing, you know, because they're the only ones that are equipped to take advantage of other people, and they do so.
And then the governments will prosecute people that defend themselves with an old hidden 80-year-old shotgun than they will the person that was attacking them. I wonder why those governments do that.
Well, it really is all about criminalizing the whole idea. They think that the gun is the firearm is the criminal element rather than those people who would perpetrate harm against others. And it's just a whole twisted train of thought that gets started, and it's hard to undo it once it gets started.
But those governments are armed to the teeth against their population. They just don't want the good people being armed.
That's true. Well, you're right about there's about 10 states that we were one of that had went so far as to put this duty to retreat language in form. So you really ought to look at your state legislature or go to the NRA website and see if you've got some problems in that area that you can work on legislatively. I know that they're very interested in using this foothold in Florida to step out and go to some other state legislatures and deal with some of their
issues. That's great. They said that they're doing something good for a change. They said that we would have blood in the streets, end of the world, mass murder everywhere. The assault weapons ban expired. Now it's expired for 5 months, and the crime rate's actually gone down.
Well, isn't freedom a dangerous thing?
Well, Representative Dennis K. Baxley, I appreciate you coming up with this bill and sponsoring it and getting it passed. And I would like to see you guys get a new concealed permit carried, passed that is Vermont-style, because that'll even cause your crime rate to go down even further. I mean, I know these concealed carries are a stopgap, but they do kind of turn it right into a privilege. And overall, I think it's a dangerous trend, though the stopgap has caused crime to go down in the 20-plus states that have passed these. So I can only commend you and your colleagues for doing something that is truly conservative and pro-American. MyFloridaHouse.gov, and folks can go there to the website and find the legislation. How do they find the legislation on the website?
When you go there, there'll be a program for LEGIS. It's called LEGIS, L-E-A-G-I-S. So you can pull up any kind of action on the bills, copies of the bills, how they were voted. It's a very self-guided website.
And the bill was called LEGIS, but what's the bill number?
This is 289, House Bill 289.
HB 289.
249. HB 249. Right.
All right, Representative Baxley, thank you for coming on.
Thank you, and you have a great day in Texas.
You too, sir.
Bye-bye now.
Now, folks, that's why we've got to get real members into our state legislatures. That's where the power lies. And you see Bush up there with all his gun grabbing, appointing all these gun grabbers to powerful positions, judgeships, cabinet positions. Meanwhile, at the state level, we're making some progress. But at the state level, we're also losing a lot of key battles. I'll tell you about those.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Do you have $10, $20, $30,000 or more in credit card debt that's suffocating your bank account and your lifestyle? If you think bankruptcy is the only way out, then pay close attention, because relief is on the way. Debt Relief USA at 800-509-3201. We'll negotiate with your creditors and settle your credit card debt for about half of what you now owe without filing bankruptcy. Debt Relief USA has been helping people just like you regain control of their financial future. In most cases, you can be debt-free in less than 36 months.
I owed so much on my credit cards, I could barely make the minimum monthly payment. We talked about filing bankruptcy, but I was concerned about my credit. That's when I called Debt Relief USA. They set up a plan for me where I could settle for just 40% of what I owed. I'm back in control of my life, and I owe it all to Debt Relief USA.
Call Debt Relief USA today for your free consultation. 800-509-3201. Pay your creditors and avoid bankruptcy. Call now. 800-509-3201. 800-509-3201.
Now you can bring Berkey purification power anywhere with the Sport Berkey filtration bottle. Ideal for sporting games, camping or boating, or Sport Berkey is small enough to store in your glove box, so it's ideal backup for unexpected emergencies like blackouts, floods, or earthquakes. It's simply the best personal water filtration system available. So effective you can drink raw, untreated water from lakes, rivers, and streams. Unlike other sport bottles, the Sport Berkey's patented filter formulation is so powerful it removes cysts, parasites, harmful bacteria, and chemicals like herbicides and pesticides. It even reduces radon-222, lead, and other heavy metals. This lightweight, rugged 22-ounce filter is small enough to go everywhere, so take one to work and keep another in your glove box for emergencies. Get the Berkey Sport for only $39. Get two for $70 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Order your Berkey Sport today. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438, or order on the web at berkeywater.com.
JLS Research, founders of a revolutionary new all-natural deodorant, wants to get up close and personal with you. You wear deodorant, right? Well, let's hope you do. You obviously wear it to cover up that embarrassing underarm odor. Well, why mask the odor when you can completely eliminate the bacteria which causes the odor in the first place? Check out this new product. It's called No BO, and you won't believe how effectively it works. I know, you're wondering, how can you trust No BO to eliminate your embarrassing body odor? Look, the creator of No BO understands what you're going through. She knows you want a safe deodorant that contains no aluminum, preservatives, chemicals, or petroleum-based products. She also knows that while you want it all natural, you want it very effective. That's why she had to search 40 years to find this all-natural product that actually soothes the skin while it attacks bacteria. Try Nobio. It comes with a 100% money-back offer. Nobio is so highly concentrated, a little goes a long way. Give them a call at 888-881-NOBIO. Check out their website at no-bio.com. Come on, it's time for you to enjoy the sweet smell of success with Nobio. That's no-bio.com.
We're not going to back down on the Second Amendment. We're not going to back down on our national sovereignty. We're not going to back down on the open borders. We're not going to back down on abortion, the murder of children. We're not going to back down on Bush being a satanic devil worshiper, a member of Bohemian Grove and Skull and Bones. We're not going to back down on what the New World Order is up to and the false left-right paradigm. We're not going to back down on these phony wars. We're going to expose them. We're not going to back down on any of these key issues, the private run-for-profit, Federal Reserve. We're not going to stop. We're not going to back down on how dangerous genetic engineering is. Coming out now with human genes in the rice that you're going to be eating. Vaccines built into the foods, into the potatoes. Cockroach genes in the tomatoes. Salmon genes in the corn. We're not going to back down on exposing the real environmental threat that is genetic engineering. We're not going to back down when it comes to exposing the false environmental movement controlled by the Carnegie and Ford and Rockefeller foundations, admittedly to steal private property for the criminal corporations that are not free market and the real estate associations that support it and manipulate it. We're not going to back down. We're going to shatter the false paradigm. We're going to engage in the information war with our super weapon, the truth. We're not going to back down on our love for God and standing up for what's wholesome and decent. We're not going to back down when it comes to the federal government's own policy to break down the family, to force drug and force psychologically test, and to double the number of children stolen from families each year. We're not going to back down when it comes to how they're killing them, testing drugs and pesticides on children that they've stolen. We're not going to back down when it comes to government-run white slavery rings. We're not going to back down on the implantable microchips that they're pushing to make law enforcement accept and take. We are not going to back down on the transponders in the cars and the toll roads to go into all the major roads in the country. We are not going to back down. We have the people. We have common sense. We have God on our side. We are not going to stop. We are the sane. We are the normal. We are the decent. We are the people that love, that do not hate. We're going to stand up and fight it. I know Chris and Adam and many others have been holding for a while. Your calls are coming up for the balance of the broadcast, interspersed with key news items. 1-800-259-9231. 1-800-259-9231. I haven't been taking as many calls Monday and Tuesday because I've been busy with guests and news, but we're going to shift back now into news and your calls. Toll-free number 1-800-259-9231. And before I go back to your calls and some of this other important news, I do really want to, you know, I try to speed past my videos. I try to hurriedly babble about them, and I really don't spend enough time elaborating on just how important these documentaries are. I've made 12 films. My 12th is my best. It is Martial Law, 9/11, Rise of the Police State. My ninth film is my second best film, 9/11, The Road to Tyranny. But my 12th film is my best, and of course it's my longest. 3 hours long, three films in one on DVD. More than three films, really four films in one on DVD. Three films in one on the VHS version. 2 hours, 35 minutes. 3+ hours with the extras on the DVD. And I could talk for hours about this film, but I'm not going to. You need to have it. The power of you, the listener, breaking the controlled propaganda monopoly, getting my video, making 10 copies, 10 days, if it's VHS or DVD. Make 10 copies, make a copy every night. Give it to your police chief, your county commissioner, the local talk show host, your pastor, your neighbor, but mainly opinion makers. Or maybe you want to make 20 copies. Dedicate yourself in the next 20 days to make a copy every night, and then to give it to somebody. Or go further. Air it on Access TV. It's easy to do. Or do your own TV show. Set up your own web blog. If you become a member of PrisonPlanet.tv, monthly and yearly subscriptions, 15 cents a day. Sign up via PayPal or credit card on our secure, safe shopping cart. Go to the website right now. And you can go there and sign up and print off copies of my 220-something page book, 9/11 Descent into Tyranny, Paul Watson's 300-something page book, Order Out of Chaos, Elite Sponsored Terror in the New World Order, all 12 of my films, hundreds of weekly TV reports, dozens of special reports, hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of my best audio interviews of my guest, PrisonPlanet.tv. Go there. Download copies of my films, burn them on DVDs, what, like 50 cents a piece. Burn them on the DVDs. It's not the super quality, but it's pretty good quality. Burn those. Make copies that way. You know, burn 10 copies. Take you a couple hours. Give those to people. I get calls all the time from, you know, the YMCA in New Haven, Connecticut, or the YMCA in Austin. I've gotten two YMCA calls, but, you know, car dealerships, apartment complexes. Mr. Jones, stop putting your videos on car windows, or we'll call the police on you. I go, well, I don't live in New Haven, Connecticut. I do live in Austin, Texas. The call from Austin was nicer. Because the guy's a fan, Mark Keister, the guy that runs it. At least it was about a year ago. Alex, you put hundreds of copies on all the windshields. Well, I didn't do that, Mr. Keister. It's really his name, funny name. Interesting guy. No, somebody else is doing that. You know, I get calls from New Zealand. Someone spray painted Infowars.com 200 feet across on a skyscraper. Please don't do that. Well, I didn't do that. I'm not saying do that. The point is that you're having an effect. But burn these copies or buy the high-quality digital DVD or the high-quality analog VHS. Make copies from that. the power of you doing it is unbelievable. And yes, the film is already having a massive effect. But more of you need to get involved to really have the big effect. When I pointed out that you can put it on all the file-sharing networks, and I know it's on hundreds already, that's not enough. It needs to be on all of them and uploaded repeatedly and given interesting names so that people will visit it. And quite frankly, we're in a war. What you do is you name it something of a popular movie that's about to come out, and millions will be searching that title and find it. Yes, ladies and gentlemen. Perhaps you should call it, you know, the real Star Wars Revenge of the Sith. Because that's what the globalists basically are. And the millions that are out there looking for it online, well, I mean, I give you these ideas that listeners have given me. I just want to get the word out for free to people. That's all I want. I could care less about money. And I hear these money grubbers out there with their magic products and all their garbage, and it just makes me want to puke. I'm about real information, folks. And I just want you to have these films. Please get them. I mean, I've lowered the price of some of my films because I want you to get them. I mean, you can get American Dictators, which is a great video, covering Bohemian Grove, 9/11, the staged election, all of it, for $5.95 when you buy one copy for $19.95. Each additional is $5.95. You want to give somebody, you know, the nice color cover, the hard case, the plastic wrapper around it, they're more apt to watch it if you give it to them like that. Makes a great gift. I've got some of my other films that low in price. I just want to get it out to people. That's all I want. I mean, go to the website, burn off copies of my book and of Paul Watson's book on CDs. Give it to people. I just want it to get out there. I just want to warn people. My family depends on it. Your family depends on it. We've got to save this country. These people are bad. The globalists are really evil, folks. They're really sadistic. They enjoy what they do, and we can kick their hind ends with God's help if you'll take action. Please get martial law. It's my best work. Call right now. 1-888-253-3139. 888-253-3139. One copy is $25.95 on VHS or DVD. Second copy, $19.95. Third copy, $16.95. Fourth copy, $14.95. Down to $14 a piece. If you want to support us, people always want to donate, and I say, no, I don't ask for donations. Happens, and we thank you. It really helps. No, we just want you to get our materials. That's how you donate. But if you don't have the money, I understand. Get somebody to give you a copy that has one, and you go make copies of it. And if you don't have money to make copies, charge $4 for it, the copy you made. I don't care. I just want to get the information out. But yes, we need capital to expand this fight. We could do so much more if we had the money. So support us. 1-888-253-3139 or Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com. Order the films via the Safe Secure online shopping cart, or watch them all online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Let's take a few calls. Let's Chris in Illinois is making some good points earlier, but I had to move on to our guest. I'm bringing him back up, then Adam and others. Chris, finish up what you were saying.
Well,
you had a sign saying our government is perfecting genocide,
correct,
which they are, 1.5 million Iraqis, and
yeah,
and you were marching around in front of the FBI offices.
Yeah, and the police, you know, security first questioned me, asked me what group I was with. I said, I'm not with a group. I'm an American citizen, and I believe this is happening. I believe people should know. And I knew he asked me, why this particular building? And with, you know, them guys setting up bombs at federal buildings, I understand why, you know, they were asking me. So, but then two local police show up, and I said, are you aware that with all these RFID readers in every single store, that, and they're talking about a plan to microchip each and every, you know, living individual on the planet. That
police chiefs are trying to make their cops do it. No, I mean, this is Twilight Zone.
The police, the police said that he would get his daughter microchipped because he's afraid of
because Sean Hannity and every other show, literally, TV and radio, have been promoting taking the chip.
And I thought to myself, well, aren't you supposed to protect the children from that? You know, not a microchip, the number of the beast.
Yeah, look at this. You're on the street with cops talking about taking chips, and I mean, this is how weird things have gotten, and he's there saying it's good.
Yeah, exactly.
I mean, folks, we're in a Twilight Zone episode.
Yeah, well, then that's not even the worst part of it. This is the worst part. That is an FBI building, and I live directly across the street from it. I mean, I can look out my window and see it. Well, they sent someone out there, and the guy fully said that his sister got kidnapped 2 times, and if she wouldn't have had that microchip in her, that they never would have found her. I said, man, you are such a liar. Why would you expect me to believe that the thing that I was thinking in my head, that actually happened to you? I mean, what are the chances of that?
No, they were sitting there treating you like you were crazy, sir.
Exactly.
Okay, so how did all this end?
They said, go ahead. And people came up and tried to, you know, ask me about why I was doing that. And I told them, and 10 out of 10 people agreed with me.
That's right. Thanks for the call. That's what I've been getting, 10 out of 10. You got to get into the 30s. 30 people to get disagreement. I mean, this is on other talk shows where the host is attacking me. This is the numbers now. On average, I'll sit there. I'm doing a two-hour interview going one caller, two caller, three caller, four caller, at the fifth caller. I do a slash through it. That's 5. I mean, I've actually done this many times. And right around the 30s, low 30s, on average, or, you know, it might be the first caller who calls and disagrees, and then you take another 25, 30, 40, and then no one disagrees. But generally, I'll start saying, please call and disagree. And they will call, and it's sick. Let's talk to Ed in Utah. Ed, go ahead.
Thanks a lot, Alex. I just want to make a point to some of the what we have to worry about, in my opinion, is what I've been calling on local radio here, calling in, is the naive Christian conservative. And the reason I say that, I was once part of that ranks in a way. You know, I put my luck or cast my lot in with Ronald Reagan and those people back in the 80s. And then I, you know, of course, like you, Alex, and others, I saw better. And I saw through all that, and things have changed. But the naive Christian conservative is a dangerous phenomenon because their numbers are higher. I've always felt that people of what they like to call conservatives are the greater number in this country. But they are the ones that are being targeted by Sean the neocon, Michael the Savage, Rush Limbaugh, and all these people, William...
Well, Beckett. Yeah, the globalists can't win unless they co-opt, and it's a perfect cop-out. Everything's fine. You've got conservative leaders. Go to sleep. The Republicans have the majority of the state houses. They have the majority of the Congress, the legislative. They have the executive. They have the judicial. They have the bureaucracy. And look what's happening. Hell on earth. Total
yes.
Destruction of freedom. Total what they would call liberalism.
Yes, and now you need to take a bow when you look at the fact that I've tried to tell some of these naive Christian conservatives that there's a male prostitute ring operating in the White House, and as you might know, there was a meltdown in local media over in Des Moines, Iowa. Alex, one of the papers there, according to Tom Flacco, was shut down, and that's been confirmed that they were shut down.
Well, that's been in the news, and they're panicking, and yeah.
Yeah, and so... basically, what
it's not debatable that they got gay homosexual rings.
Right. But Senator John DeCamp, as you know, author of the Franklin cover-up, and Ted Gunderson are all but convinced that this Johnny Gotch, the paper boy kidnapped 20 years ago in these child theft rings that you talk about, Alex, is one and the same person of Jeff Gannon.
No, I hear you. I got to let you go because I got to take all these calls. But I have the Drudge Report here where Bush goes to a press conference and goes, are you still having Splash Day, which everybody's known for decades, is a gay meeting? And he goes, I'm not saying I go to Splash Day, but how's Splash Day going? I mean, come on, folks. It's so ridiculous. They admit the Bohemian Grove. They bus in the male prostitutes. Let's go to Jimmy in Missouri. Jimmy, go ahead.
How are you?
Good.
Good. I'm calling. This is mainly an extension from yesterday's conversation with Chuck Baldwin. My wife and I, for the last 5 Sundays, have been trying to find a good, solid church to attend. And all we are running into is basically nothing about the Bible. It's government propaganda.
It's Bush is of the Lord. We've got to do what Bush says. He will save us.
Exactly.
And by the way, turn your guns in. It's conservative.
It's it's unbelievable, Alex. You know, we're trying to find a good church. We live in the Kansas City, Missouri area.
Good luck.
And exactly. And there just is nothing out there. I mean, everywhere we go, like
I've probably been to 15 churches over the years in Austin, and they're just universally worthless.
And it's just a darn shame, I tell you. And I thought maybe if, you know, some of your listeners in the Kansas City area out there hearing this, if they know of a good church, if they could call in and let me know, because the people we're running across, if you try to explain to them about Mr. Bush's Advanced Directives Act signed in 99 in Texas, and they ignore it.
Which is killing people who can be rehabilitated.
Exactly. And, you know, they don't want to hear, they just don't want to hear the truth at all. And it's very discouraging out here that basically we're just, going in for propaganda. And we're looking for a good church. So if anybody in the Kansas City area knows one, call and let us all know.
All right. Thank you. Yeah, if you know of a good church in Austin, I'd like to know about it. I mean, most of the real churches are going on in people's houses, just like Christ said in his time. I mean, it's the same thing. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
Alex Jones here, announcing the release of my new film, Police State 3 Total Enslavement. Police State 3 details the architecture, goals, and operations of the New World Order.
There is a chance to use this disaster for the New World Order.
A New World Order can emerge.
The film documents dozens of confirmed cases of government-sponsored terrorism worldwide. We rip the Sinister Patriot Act legislation 1 and 2 apart, piece by piece, and reveal the arrogance of what Ashcroft has to say about your liberty.
You will lose your liberty.
Homeland Security, executive orders, forced vaccinations, the new prison economy, the Total Information Society, the Pan-American Union, federal gun grabs, government-run white slavery rings, and much, much more. If you want to understand what the New World Order really is, then my new 2.5-hour video, Police State 3, is for you. Visit InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com to order, or call toll-free 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Order today and spread the word.
Now you can enjoy the most delicious, freshest, and healthiest drinking water anytime, even while traveling, during outdoor sporting activities, and in hospital filtration environments such as local or national emergencies. The revolutionary Berkey Light removes pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and harmful or unwanted chemicals to below detectable levels. It also removes foul tastes and odors like that rotten egg smell of sulfide, and it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving in the healthful and nutritional minerals your body needs. The Berkey Light is so powerful it can purify raw, untreated water from remote lakes, streams, and stagnant ponds. The Berkey Light is transparent and glows in the dark with its rechargeable LED lighting system, so it can be used as a night light or camp light. Get the Berkey Light for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438, or order on the web at berkeywater.com. Not yet available in Iowa.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
On to your calls the next hour, but I'm also going to cover California proposes requiring bullet ID numbers. That's out of Reuters. That, of course, will force it nationwide. Across the nation, students getting paid to be informants. We first covered this in Road to Tyranny 3 years ago, but now it is mainstream news everywhere. Hundreds of dollars, even thousands, the title on mommy, daddy. They give them little tattletale cards. They make them deputy agents. This is what you send your child to school to be, a government informant while the government ships the drugs in. I've got an article here about them killing children with pesticides and medications that CPS grab, and even the social workers are refusing to go along with it, and if they refuse, they're fired. I'm not saying all these people are bad, folks, but the system and the directives are pure evil. And even the CPS workers who are brainwashed go, man, we're killing kids. What are you doing? That's it. You're fired. I mean, this is nightmarish. This is mainstream news. There's so much, but it's all coming up. This is the type of stuff your government's doing, folks. I mean, they'll take troops and put them in a concrete bunker and put nerve gas in and kill them just to test it. I mean, that's mainstream news. They'll spray stuff in a New York subway and kill Americans cold-bloodedly. They'll give a pregnant wife of a GI uranium pills, tell her their vitamins, and then cover and document how she has a miscarriage. That's your government, folks, so you better get it straight. Being patriotic means you defend your country, your Bill of Rights, your Constitution. It doesn't mean you defend the criminals that run your country. You know, being a patriot of Germany didn't mean you supported Adolf Hitler, though he told you that's what patriotism was. Wes in Tennessee, you're on the air, Wes. Go ahead. Good to talk to you, Wes. I guess Wes is gone. All right, let's go to Roger in Pennsylvania. Roger, go ahead.
Thanks, Alex. That previous call reminded me of this. I've been wanting to call this in for weeks at various points, and that is perhaps more persuasively than you and some guests have argued, and that is I must pray myself more earnestly that God will grant me, too, that prescient knowledge that definitely inside of the next 20, 30, 100 years will that apocalyptic world government be ushered in, so that I might stop polishing brass on this sinking ship in full confidence that my fellow's children's children will not have reason to despise me.
Well, I mean, I'll tell you, folks, when we say think about your children, I mean, look at your children. Think about, consciously, the world you're giving them. What is happening? The taxation, the regulation, the loss of morals, the scientifically crafted evil, telling us torture is good, you know, telling us that evil is good, telling us that lies are good. I mean, just all of it. We are being dehumanized.
God bless, Alex.
Thank you, Roger. No, it makes my head spin. I mean, they admit that they take the troops and they test experimental drugs and vaccines on them, and it kills a lot of them. They admit they take healthy children for the drug companies, and test pesticide. And in these descriptions, BBC, New York Daily News, and there's more of this coming out now, in these descriptions, they just calmly talk about taking a child who's 8 years old, they have to drink pesticide every day, and they live in a little medical facility, and they get sick and start having seizures, and then they put them in a bed, and they keep giving them pesticide, and then they die, and then they give it another cause of death, and... Making children drink pesticide? I mean, and no one gets in trouble. It's just, oh, we have them drink pesticide. It's good. Or taking children that don't even have AIDS and giving them experimental drugs that's even illegal to give people unless they give their consent. And then they give it to children who do have HIV and kill them with that as well. But it's incredible. But, I mean, they did this in the 40s and 50s with eugenics. You know, in hindsight, 400,000 women were forcibly sterilized. It was a crime against humanity. Thousands had biological tested on them. It was horrible. They radiated small children. They radiated retarded children and killed them with radiation and military tests. But we don't do that anymore. No, you just do it bigger and better. Third hour coming up.